This is Bianca Oblivion, and you're listening to Full Service Radio.
Recorded live from the lobby of the Lion Hotel in Koreatown, Los Angeles, California.
I ripped a vocal off of YouTube and threw it on this loop, and then it still hits hard. It's not about the technique necessarily. It's about, you know, the energy, the feeling, the vibe.
Like what?
Hey, what's up? I'm Bianca Oblivion from Los Angeles. I am a DJ and producer. A few years back, I was doing a lot of remixes and edits, and that was, you know, kind of how I got my start. A lot of people get their start. You're surrounded by so much talent, so many great DJs, so many great producers. You kind of feel the pressure like, wow, okay, I need to produce something that is, you know, incredible right away. Pressure and also just me having a day job and just having life things. I guess I wasn't in the right headspace at the time, and I didn't really devote myself to really like sitting down and being like, I'm going to produce this song. I'm going to work on music every day. You know, I would say like, oh yeah, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm going to work on music. And then it just never really happened. And so I kind of said to myself, all right, this isn't working for you right now. You're not feeling creative. Don't force it. So I just kind of let it go for a little while. Wasn't really making remixes or edits. You know, if I had an idea or two, I would throw it together. Got in a relationship with another producer, and he kind of pushed me to really say, okay, stop bullshitting. Really get into it. Sit down, watch some videos, get inspired, just work on music all the time. And I was like, okay, here I go. So then I started just really digging in and started liking what I was hearing. So I put this song out, Boom Boom Praka. It's a baile funk kind of classic grime vibe. A lot of my sets kind of mix a ton of different genres. And so I'd play a lot of global bass and baile funk and UK funky grime, all of that. So I wanted something that could kind of mesh those worlds. And I wanted something that went hard in the club. I wanted something, you know, with the heavy bass, like heavy kicks. And this is what came out of it.
Ela vem pro baile funk querendo nos provocar. Solta o tamborzão pra brincadeira começar. Ela vem pro baile funk querendo nos provocar. Vira a cara pra parede, vira seu bumbum.
There are some really great resources out there for people who are just trying to teach themselves, who don't really have a background, who didn't have formal training, and honestly, just your friends. If you're a DJ and you are in a production or DJ community, just reach out to your friends and be like, hey, how do you compress this vocal? And what's your mastering chain? And just different things like that. And just kind of accumulating this knowledge and just putting it into practice. And really just project after project, I learned something new. A lot of the time I was just like, my friends are so busy, they're doing their thing. I did have that barrier of entry. It was like, I know I'm good at DJing. I know this is what I've been doing for years. But production, I'm like a novice. I'm like a 9-year-old kid trying to figure stuff out here. Like, okay. And the thing is, when you're in sort of this music space and you're really great at one thing, and when you try your hand in another, you're like, well, I have to put forth this facade that, yes, I'm as good at production as I am at DJing, because we're all in this community. But it's not the same thing really at all. But I think people are really understanding of that. And you can paint a really amazing picture with two colors. The feeling is still there. The imagery is still there. It doesn't need to be some intricate work of art that's like, oh yeah, I can tell that you spent years training in the Art Institute or something. I think that whatever level you're at, people can still appreciate your art. I started on radio. I did college radio for a long time. So I was a dancer too growing up. And then when I went to college, I was in like a dance group there. Me and my crew would, we would make routines and, you know, choreography and all that. There was one dance that I did where I cut up a bunch of different, you know, songs I liked at the time to do this routine. And so that was sort of my first, I think I used Audacity or something like that, just literally cutting and pasting stuff together. So that was like, you know, a primitive mix of mine. And at the time also, I would just always be making like party playlists on iTunes, you know, and just kind of let it play. And people would like be really into them. And then when I moved back to LA, some friends of mine had like a weekly party at a local bar, really small thing. They asked me, hey, do you want to DJ? And I'm like, what, at the club? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, I've never done that, but okay. So I just got a Creative Records and, you know, my iPod. And I just, you know, did some selecting. It was basically just like doing radio, but live. I had inherited records from my family. I had collected some records of my own as well. Because of that, the styles were really different. So I had a lot of old school hip hop, you know, a lot of 80s kind of like electro stuff. And that was sort of what was pumping at the time. You know, Miami bass, post-punk, ton of post-punk, dancey stuff. And that was where I was at. And that's, you know, I was a little punk kid in high school. And that one club night is kind of when it happened. Gangsta rap, you know, all that stuff. N.W.A. and Rodney O. and Joe Cooley and MC Breed and G-Funk and all those guys. DJ Quick. I think if I, even if I don't play those songs all the time, that's sort of in my DNA. That was on the radio. That was, you know, at my uncle's, with like my uncles were playing it and I would just hear it at the beach. That was LA for me. That was 90s LA, you know, Ice Cube on the radio, knew all the songs. You'll hear that from probably most people who grew up in LA. I think back then where you grew up really defined like what the music was. Now it's kind of like everything is everywhere. But at the time you claim your city, you claim your hood. That's what the music was. It was very regional. Influences came and everything, but you know, obviously there was like rivalry, East Coast, West Coast. Power 106 would always play a lot of house music. They would play Latin house, they'd play hard house. And that was really influential as well because these songs sort of stuck in my head. And then when I started hearing them as an adult, when I was a DJ, I was like, oh my God, this was my jam when I was like, you know, 9 years old. And also on the radio, and a big thing in Mexican culture was Miami bass and freestyle electro stuff. And even like, you know, the high energy Bobby O stuff, like that shit would be played in backyard parties between cumbias. It's just this crazy mix that was going on. And you don't think about it growing up. We just are kind of flooded with all these sounds. I think my first single was Pump Up the Jam, you know, Technotronic. It's just crazy to me. Like, you know, and my family's always been very into music. So, like, you know, I would have records like The Stones or Black Flag or Funk and Soul, Sly and Family Stone. So really my music background is like, you know, from my family and also just from growing up with all the sounds coming out of LA. Dripping like water. Like water. Like water. Like water, I got 'em dripping like water. Like water. Like water. Like water. I got 'em dripping like water. Dripping like, dripping like, dripping like water. Dripping like, dripping like, dripping like water. Dripping like, dripping like, dripping like.